Welcome back, Ramblers. I'm Fatima, your makeup lover, cheese enthusiast, and tea spiller.
And I'm Ricardo, fitness model, entrepreneur, motivational speaker, coffee addict, matcha drinker, though, and
so much more.
And this is
Interrupted Rambling.
Stick around and see what made Fatima say this.
Tell me who, I'm gonna go beat their ass. No! Who the fuck does that to you?
What? And hear Ricardo say this.
I'm just confused because, like I said, I thought it was literally a joke that they blocked me.
Today's episode is the one about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
What the fuck? You really did point at me? So, I was gonna tell you. I feel like since it's the new year, one of my goals is to not to become more confident. Yes, to be more confident. You know what I mean? And I feel like part of the confidence is addressing your skills. Like what you excel at or what you're good at. So I'll start it off by asking you.
Okay.
Because I'm going to put you in the journey with me.
With you. Okay.
Confidence booster, right?
All
right. What do you think is like a skill or something or like an attribute, something that you excel at? Something that you're good at?
I've got too many
to count.
Too many to list. Where can I start? I'm just kidding. Well, I've been told by my peers and fellow friends and coworkers and, you know, bosses.
Bosses?
I'm so funny.
You're so funny.
Yeah. Literally. Uh-huh. You're so funny. And they burst out laughing.
And they burst out laughing?
I guess. I don't know. I think for me, it's like trying to make light of a situation. So like, so if something is really heavy, trying to like make it not so heavy. Or lighten up the room a little bit. Okay. And like, because sometimes like people like get so stressed or like involved in stuff that sometimes you just need like a quick like little break, even if it's just like a moment of laughter, you know.
Has anybody not found you funny? Have you ever done like a purpose like a joke and nobody laughed, or like the other person not laughed?
So I've done jokes in which like it's meant for like a good laughter, but then I've also made some in which it's like, you've done too many, let me hit you back with one, and it hurts them a lot.
Oh, okay.
So it's more like, I'll let it slide. Like, okay, I'm like, I'm keeping a track record of like all the bullshit stuff that you've done and or like or said, or just like really bad things that were out of line or context. And it's like, okay, it's like in Espanol. So it's like, they're like, the person or whatever, they'll start like stabbing, and just like trying to either get a reaction or two, trying to seem like they're cool. Okay. Or I don't know what the reason behind it. So I see it more like, okay, so así tú te estás llevando, I can do two. Let me throw a jab at it. And then, so Fenn, they're like, and I'm like, so si no te puedes, ¿por qué te digas si no te aguantas? It's basically that.
That's the only time that it has not been received as in laughter.
Right. Okay. But then it's a lot of truth. If what I say, it's a lot of truth into it. So it's like they really have no comeback. They're just like, they were stunned.
They were too stunned. Shut up. Okay.
They were too stunned to speak.
The woman. What's it called? I was going to say the woman. Yeah, that's what it sounds right. The woman was too stunned. I was going to say something that I remember we both talked about how we thought we were good at a skill or whatever. You said that you can read the room or you have a good judge of character.
Yes.
Like, what justifies that? Like, how do you justify that?
It's more...
Where are the evidence?
The evidence. I'm gonna explain. for me at least, it's more on the side of... Depending on how much I know you and how much we've spent time together and I've gotten to know you, to know, like, either characteristics or stuff like that. When I know when you, like, when a person is upset or it's just they're not them. And
so you see that they're acting differently.
They're acting different either, A, around me or somebody. Or just, it, like, whoever's in the room and they're just acting differently.
I get you.
So usually it's always, like, the kind of, like, a really short response, short, cold response.
But this is the thing. Then, do you think other people notice it, too, or you're the one that notices it first?
Well, the thing here is, I don't know about other people, because, you know, I really don't care. It's more on the fact of, like, I notice, I feel like I have a pretty good, like, I notice my environment, so I see things. I don't say anything, but I take notice of them.
Okay.
So then I'll notice, like, oh, so-and-so, like, upset because, mm-hmm. like, they're doing this, or whatever it is. So in that sense, it's very, like, okay, well, they're clearly upset, or, okay, they're clearly don't really want to
engage
with me, mm-hmm. so I won't engage.
Okay.
And then the thing here is also, like, then it can happen to, like, well, you weren't engaging, so I didn't engage either. And it's, like, then that's where it's kind of, like
what's it called? A cycle, almost, in a way.
Yeah.
Or like a pointing of the finger. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, and that's happened to me, like, with a really, like, a really, really good friend of mine from work. But that one, like, a situation happened in which I got upset. And I was like, okay, you know what? I don't want to, I literally uh-huh. said, I don't want to argue anymore with mm-hmm. you because I'm not getting anywhere.
Yeah. There's no positive.
So I said, you do what you want. I'm all for it. And do what you want. And I immediately shut down and I like kind of like put a wall and like blocked her. Because I started working, because I'm like, I had work and I had other stuff to do. And I'm like, you know, I feel like I've spent sufficient time doing this. You don't see it.
Yeah, you don't see it from my point of view.
So go mm-hmm. ahead and just do what you gotta do. Mm-hmm. If you need something, I'm here. Let mm-hmm. me know. And I'll say yes. And I continue working, right? And she was there. She was just standing there like, and I noticed. And this is when I say I can hurt people. Not because I want to. I can. But it's more like sometimes like that. I'm like, I really didn't want to argue anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, you know what? Do what you got to do. And I just continued. Where at that point, it was like, okay. She could have just said, okay, I'll just do what I want to do. But she just like stood there for a bit. And I kind of felt it. Like, I felt bad too.
Mm-hmm.
But I was more like, what do you want? What else can I do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not seeing eye to eye. And I basically, for me, I'm like, okay, let me just make a choice then. We'll do what you want to do, mm-hmm. you know? And I just completely blocked and I was working and everything. And then, but there was like other parts within that situation in which I kind of, what made me upset. It wasn't the fact that like mainly what she did, but it was like someone added to it that really made me like, I felt hurt by it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just blocked both of them. Like they would ask me stuff and I would respond short, cold, you know? Regarding whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know? So then, like, we went on, like, we didn't talk, and then we worked for 2 days before we went on break, and then when we came back, we, like, hashed it out, and then there was just, like,
well, because I feel bad.
Yeah, things are fine. But, again, it's that thing of, like, we talked it out. Mm-hmm. For me, another...
Well, you needed time, almost, in a way.
Yeah. But for me, it was more on the side of, like, for example, when we came to work, I said, good morning. I didn't hear them say good morning back. So I'm like, okay, she's still upset. It mm-hmm. is what it is. I have work to do. Mm-hmm. I didn't really take it to heart, but I was like, maybe she needs space. It is what it is. It's fine. The next day again, I said, good morning, nothing. And I was like, all right, mm-hmm. cool. And then when I told her that, she's like, no, I did say good morning. And I was like, mm-hmm. I didn't hear you say good morning. So that I took it that way. So we kind of like hashed things out and everything. But like in that sense, it's like, that's when I'm like, okay, I see your actions. Mm-hmm. I'm not
so you act according to the environment.
Right, but then it can also come and bite me in the ass. Because sometimes people just sometimes have like a bad day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Including you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, just like, I guess like reading people or character. It's just like, también. Sometimes I feel like everybody can do it. Like there's probably some people where you see them and you meet them and they just rub you the wrong way. You're like, something is off.
And that's where I was heading more off to, for me when I talked about like reading people or reading mm-hmm. or like being a good judge of character. It's more like the first impressions or like the first interaction.
Yeah.
For me, it's when I'm like
already interacting with them.
You were talking more like already interacting with them and like having a relationship with these people, whether it is like friendship, work wise, you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking more like about like meeting somebody for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm very like I do a lot of self. What is it called when comedy? When people do comedy and it's self deprecating. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of self deprecating things, you know, because it's funny. When I talked up at the beginning of this episode, I was going to say that I want to become more confident. But, like, I'm conflicted. Because, mm-hmm. for example, I have this coworker who he is... I don't want to say confident. He's cocky. He's cocky. Okay. And it rubs me the wrong way. Like, really, really bad.
On a high horse. On the highest horse possible.
Yeah, not in the highest one, but, like, it's up there. You know what I mean?
He's trying to climb up.
So, he's on a pony right now. Not that high. not a horse. A pony, you know? Okay. But it's, like, it's one of the things where, like, they can be a good worker, you know? Like, you can be a good worker, but don't announce it every single time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, have some humility. Humility, that's yeah. word, right? Be a little bit, a little, have some, be humble, you know?
Yeah, humble yourself.
That, what's his name? Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Humble.
Kendrick Lamar yourself. Bitch,
sit down. It's just weird, but then now I think about it, I'm like, but sometimes that confidence, it's needed, especially like in the workplace, you know? If you want to climb up the ladder, if you want to get that potential raise, or you want to get more money, you know, in general, like, bringing that confidence is a positive thing. So that's why I'm conflicted. You know, that's where my conflict comes. Because, like, I understand the positive of being confident, but myself, I'm so self-deprecating and so this and that. I'm the first one to always, like, point out the negative. You know, like, if I do something wrong, I'll say it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll mention it. Like, I'm not gonna... Or, like, if I do something... If somebody praises me for doing something good, I'll be like, it was nothing. You know what I mean? Like, I downplay my success in a way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, it's like...
Because, I guess... Okay, I see where you're coming from because maybe how you see people who, like, say, oh, yeah, you did it. You're like, bitch, get off
I don't want to do that. Yeah, I don't want to do that. So, it's
so
like...
So, you're like... If someone gives you a little bit of praise, you already feel like someone's putting you on a horse. You're like, no.
No, bitch. I'm good on the ground. I'm good on the ground. No. But like I'm saying, but I see the positive in yeah. you know...
So, I think what draws the line from being, like, confident in mm-hmm. what you're doing and in cocky. Work and uh-huh. being cocky is the fact that you're saying, I... did this. I did that. I
am this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, when it's like...
But when somebody else brings that up, it's different, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, especially if it's, like, someone, like, superior to you, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, I want to congratulate Ricky for stepping in and doing this, when, like, nobody asked him, and you know, that really paid off, and thank you so much. Mm-hmm. That, you're like, you did what you did not for the intentions to get, like, praise, but you mm-hmm. did it because in the moment you knew that they needed help. So it's like, what can I do to help out in that exactly. situation? And, like, I think you should do that because at the end of the day, you know, you like, clearly you don't care about the appraisal that you might get after it, but it's like,
maybe it's not the motivation. It's not why I did it.
Almost right. But for you, it's maybe like self motivate, like, you congratulate yourself, mm-hmm. you're like, oh man, I really busted my belief exactly. for all this, and it's great, you know. And that's me, like, I do things above and beyond, and I put myself out there to work. Why? Because I'm just, like, really hardworking.
Yeah, and like, you're holding yourself to that standard,
right? Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, I don't do it to be like, oh yeah, I did this, and I like, I don't go to my coworkers like, yeah, I did this, I did that, I did that. Like, no, I see it more like, oh, I every time, you know, I go into, like, my coworker, I'm like, hey, I ask for, like, what we can possibly do and make it more, like, team kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So then when we do, we go, yeah, we, or I said, oh, mm-hmm. so-and-so and myself, we did this, or we came up and all of that yeah. stuff. So
and that's and what irked me it. From, like, my coworker. It's that, like, he talks about how he does this and he does amazing, you know, and I'm like, oh.
You know what
like,
I hate the most, too?
What?
It's people who take credit for it.
Well, this is the thing. Like, okay, so in this specific scenario, and I don't know if it applies to what you're going to say, but for example, it's like, this person excels in this area because that's all they focus on. You know, like, they're not seeing that that other people do a lot more stuff and spread themselves in a lot more areas. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah.
I'm just going to give an example. This is not the correct example, like, the specific example. But imagine if at this job, this person is amazing at answering the phone. And that's all they focus on, just answering the phone. Of course, they're going to get praised for that, you know? And it might be noticed for, like, answering the phone and being, like, so attentive. But they're not doing everything else that needs to be done, which is, like... That's part of the job as well, you know yeah. what I mean? So, like, they get amplified for that part, but then they... How do you say? They no le ponen atención a los demás?
They ignore
the other part? So, yeah. It's like... When other workers, and, like, I'm not even saying myself just, but when other people do great in all the other areas, you know? And they're more of a teamwork, and they're helping everybody else out. But, like, when this person only focuses on one thing, and that's all they do, like, of course they're gonna be great at it, because that's all they fucking do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but you were saying, like, they take credit for something?
Yeah, so, like, for example, obviously you did something, mm-hmm. and then, like... You wouldn't necessarily go, but like, oh, yeah, hey, just FYI, I also did this.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know? So you just say, like, let's say you and a teammate or you and a few other people, and you're like, okay, we'll work on this, whatever. And then someone goes and be like, oh, yeah, so, and then they say, I worked on this, and this is what I came up with. Mm-hmm. And then they'd be like, oh, yeah, that's great. So it's like, how do you go up and be like, you didn't do it? Because then that just makes you
seem that's true.
Petty.
Uh-huh.
So I hate that. I'm just like, are you serious? Like, you making yourself seem like you did such a big work when it wasn't even like that big of a deal, and you're trying to take credit just to get that appraisal. It's a fake appraisal, but or you know, someone's praising you for uh-huh. doing something, but clearly it wasn't that big uh-huh. of a deal.
Or even then, like, it reminded me of another thing where it's like, they might do great, like, they might have been accurate and they did do that part, and then you ask them for help and they're like, well, I'm the one that always does it, you know what I mean? Or I'm the one that does it the best. So I'm like, I didn't ask you who does it the best, I'm just asking you to show me how to do it, you know what I mean?
Oh my god.
Oh.
Or there's so many things.
Okay.
Or like the fact that you give like something to them or some for them to work on and be like, hey, I need you to do this, please. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do it. And they get away with that. And the thing here is...
Well, like, that's not my job.
Yeah. Oof. No, for me, at least my experience, it's like, hey, I need you to type these words onto Google Doc. Oh, I don't know how to do that. But because I'm in a hurry or somebody's in a hurry, you're just like, okay, I'll just do it myself because they don't want to train, mm-hmm. you know? And I saw that, and I'm just like, why? This person is getting paid, like, $3 to $4 more than you, does less than what you do, and they still get away with saying,
I don't know how to do it. Oh, my God.
So, like, when that person says that to me, and I was like, oh, I can show you. It's really easy. Here, let me show you. Do it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I do.
Oh, my God. How did this become complaining about coworkers?
Anyways,
I was gonna say, my other thing.
There's hatred bringing there.
It
to the,
bringing it, I know.
There's
right?
hot tea, and there's so oh much tea.
Bringing it, so much piping hot. Bringing it back to the positive of myself, you know, center yeah. of the universe. I was gonna say another thing that I give myself props. Give myself props. Mm-hmm. Is that okay? Okay, is that I'm a fairly, and I'm going to say fairly, because it's not universal, and it's not 100%, and so not always.
And he doesn't like getting praised, and he looks too negative.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And I never want to talk in the ultimatum, you know, and this is always what happens. But I'm pretty good at, like, I'm a pretty good texter, And I respond pretty decently to people when they text me or they message me or they call me, you know? Mm-hmm. And this has to go with whether you're my mom, whether you're my friend, whether you're my job. There's one friend, though, in particular, and I always feel bad because it always happens with her. I don't know why, but with her, and I really, really like her. Like, it's not something that I don't like, you know, about her. But her is the only person that I feel like I forget to text her. Mm-hmm. Like, text her back. You know what I mean?
So does she always text you, though?
She's, most of the time, she's the one that texts us first. Okay. In this instance. And, like, sometimes I'll be, like, at work and I'll see the text and I can't respond. And then it'll be the next day and then the next day and I'm, like, go back and I see the message and I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot to respond to her. But that only to her. I don't know why it happens often with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not intentional, but it just happens to happen with her. But other than that, I'm pretty good with that, I think.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Agree.
You agree? Okay, since you agree with this, I have another question for you.
Okay.
What would you... Oh my, because I like to get my ego boosted. Should we... No? I like to get my ego boosted. Mm-hmm. What is... How do
I say this now? I started humble as possible.
I started really confident and now I'm like...
Ooh, Be confident. Okay.
What's wrong with being... Demi Lovato said it. What's wrong with being confident?
Pre-yogurt shop, I think that's where it went downhill.
What's wrong with being confident? What would you say is my greatest strength?
Your meme game.
My meme game?
Yeah. 100%.
Well, see, this is okay.
But then you do have other things. Not, I feel like your meme game is great, but there's like more that are better than that.
What do you mean?
So, like, another thing that I think your, like, greatest strength is, like, your friendship. The friendship that you offer.
Okay.
Because you're one of those who is, like, all in.
All in? Okay.
But as soon as someone does you a wrong, you bug out.
I'm out. You're, I'm
like,
out, bitch.
All right. You like, but, like, you know what kind of friendship you want.
Okay.
So when you see a really good friendship,
cherish it.
You cherish it and you like preserve it and you do everything.
And I add sticks to the fire.
Yeah.
To keep it going. Okay.
Exactly. But then again, like I said, you know what kind of friendship you want. So if as soon as you
see it's not reciprocated or not,
you're just like, all right, cool.
Are you saying this because or no, just in general?
Because like stuff that you've told me.
Okay, cool.
And then not just that, but it's like you're still. Even though me, I'm not, you know, we'll talk about it, but okay. I see that you, like, still reach out to me because, yeah, so, and I appreciate that, uh-huh. And I think because you know how I am.
What kind of person I'm dealing with.
Yeah, so you have a little bit, give me more leverage.
No, yeah, but I was going to say my meme game, I didn't want to bring it back to work, but I'm going to bring it back to work mm-hmm. because I work with, like, 18, 19 year olds.
Okay.
Like, maybe half of them are around that age. Uh-huh. The other half are around my age or older. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I say some memes and, like, they are surprised that I know them. And I'm like, motherfuckers, I'm
like,
not that
what?
Old. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like,
no.
that I did it recently, like 2 days ago. Then, no. I challenge you. I mean, who does it better? I did that. And then I did some other one. And then they were like, how do you know this? I'm like, bitch, I do not live under a rock. Like, I know.
Do you know who I am? I am the meme god.
Yeah. Like, I know current music. You know, I know who the current artists, for the most part, are. And then when I think of more, like, contemporary, more my age memes, I say them and nobody gets them. And that irritates me. Because I'm like, I'm like, performing for no audience. No, I'm like, what the fuck?
Says the humble guy.
I never said I was humble. But yeah, so it's weird because like I'm like in a weird dynamic where like I said, like the younger people I work with, they get surprised, but I'm like, bitch, I know
And you this. Must hate it when you find like the perfect. Yes. What is it? Chef's kiss meme. And like, no one knows. You're like,
you know what one of my coworkers said?
What?
That I sound like a minion. Because I thought that was so funny though. I didn't take offense to it. I thought it was hilarious because he said that I talk to him. So I do talk to myself. You know, like if somebody says something, I'll say like a comeback in my, like kind of like
under your breath.
Kind of like under my breath, but still like loud.
Yeah.
And he doesn't understand it sometimes. So he only hears sounds. He's like, you sound like a minion. Like I don't know what you're saying, but I know you're saying something. I'm like, okay, cool. But most of the time it's me saying something smart ass, you know. Mm-hmm. But they don't get it, and it's like, okay, cool. I'm like literally performing for no one. That's my. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think I have a pretty good repertoire of like things. Like if somebody like understood my whole references, you know, sometimes I have to stop everything. And I'm like,
I feel sad now.
What?
He said, if someone can only understand all of my memes, and I'm like...
Well, like, right now, the Jamaican one, I was like, but I couldn't...
Well, because it...
I couldn't say the name.
The Jamaica one.
But I couldn't say that. I couldn't say it like she does it. Can you do it?
I have to hear at least once.
The little mix one? Something like that. Okay, but, okay, let's change it to you. It's enough about me. I'm even getting hot, like, warm.
Should I
stop
or should I give you a little bit more?
Oh, give me more. Okay, give me more. We have to ask
your
you twice.
Your sense of fashion.
Really?
Yeah, you're always like, it's different, but I like it because you look well put together.
Okay, cool.
All the time.
Okay, that's a good skill. Okay, that's it?
Well, I want to hear about myself.
Okay, so. You said it, should I keep going? Okay, so for you, okay. I think one of Fatima's greatest strengths is that she's very quick on her feet.
So cook like, on my feet?
Yeah.
Cook? She's
quick.
Oh, like, I was just saying, cook on your feet. And I was like, I cook with my feet?
And I'm not saying she runs a lot. I'm just saying that
running is my biggest enemy.
My biggest enemy is me, Papa 9-1. No, but she's quick on her feet in the sense that, like, she's witty. And, like, she is the closest person to understand my memes. Like, most of them, I would say. But, what's it called? Quick on her feet, also, I mean, when it comes to, like, solutions. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, if there's something that I'm, like... And this was even in school, I remember, when we were, like, okay, this is not working. Like, you would be, like, oh, how about we try this? And I'm, like, this bitch, how did she come up with that? Like, I'm here, like, because I always say this. I'm a warrior. Like, I worry a lot, you know, and I tend to, like, focus on something and, like, worry. But so when somebody is quick to, like, go bypass that worry and, like, think of an alternative, to me, it's kind of like, oh, you know, like, it's interesting. You know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I completely understand because, humble? Again... Nah, boo-boo, I am a god. No.
No, you said you. You said you wanted to be god, but not you. Me.
No. I've said this so many times. No. I give credit where credit is due, and I'm giving myself credit for it.
Oh, okay. Extra credit?
No shame.
No shame. Where do you think that comes from, though?
I don't know.
Being an only child?
No, I'm not an only child,
it's
no.
A lonely...
Possibly. Lonely. No. I'm Mr. Lonely.
I think it has to... What?
I mean, I've noticed it a lot, like, at work. Mm-hmm. Especially, I guess you can also say I'm good under pressure. Like, I try to maintain myself, you know. Because I see more, like, if I see somebody struggling, I can't let them see me struggle. Because they need somebody to, like, look help them. Okay. Not look up to, but, no, like, but like, someone know, to, like...
A calming effect.
Yeah, or, like, someone that they can... They know that...
Somebody that has their shit together.
Even though I don't. It's like, fake it till you make it.
Oh, my God, I hate that. But, yeah, I understand
it. At some certain point, you have to do it, especially in that sense. But then after that is over, then I start feeling, like all kinds of emotions in which then I, by myself, have to, like... deal with myself. So either like cry it out.
Oh, no! Okay, that's not that type of dealing with yourself.
No, when I deal with myself, it's like either I'm crying, I'm super stressing, or
super stressing.
Like oh, I'm okay, just okay. stressing okay. of like what happened and uh-huh. stuff, or like thinking about all the possible outcomes that could have happened if I would have done this or that.
But that's after the fact.
That's after okay. the fact. But yeah, when I see just a really like tough situation in which there's no time to be stressed basically, or like have any kind of feelings, it's like push that through, and then y'all just have to make it work. Mm-hmm. And lately with work, it's like
it's testing you.
No, it's just showing me that like how like I just see it for myself, like how good I am. There we go. And I feel like everybody should see themselves that they're good at something.
That's what I'm telling you. That's why I feel like we need to embrace a little, not overly, but a little bit more.
Yeah, and I mean, like I embrace it, but like myself, like myself, I know
you internalize it.
Yeah, and like I'm like, and I tell myself like I'm very valuable. Any mm-hmm. job that I'm in, mm-hmm. I am a valuable asset. Mm-hmm. If they see it or not,
I am smart. I am kind. I am important. Beautiful, no sexy, all that shit. I'm cover girl. Easy breezy. Beautiful. Cover girl. Maybe no, it's Maybelline. Maybe it's just Fatima.
Love that. I'm gonna put on a cup. Make it a sticker. Put it on my car. I'm just kidding. No, I just think. And it just makes you, like, yourself analyzing yourself. And it's sometimes you feel like if nobody's really paying attention, it's like, at least for me, I'm like, I don't care if nobody gives me, like, oh, good job or anything. Because mm-hmm. I know I did a good job. I know how much I put myself under this pressure, yet nobody saw it. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's like the job got done. Mm-hmm. And everyone is like, whew, we did it. You know? And at least this week has been... That tough in which I worked like a 12-hour shift, and then like
can't relate. Like I'm not trying to be you. I'm not trying to be you. Sleeping 8-10 hours. I told you.
Ooh. Yeah, I know. No, I'm just it's just all of this that I see, and I'm just like, and especially like thinking like of the future, at least this year, and like I've mentioned it to you either like. Living situation and see where we want to go. Oh. My biggest issue was like work wise, and then with this now that like at least this week and like all this shit that I accomplished, and even my break, I worked during my break. I wasn't supposed to, but I worked, and it's like I do give myself into the work, and some people are like, wow, you didn't get paid enough or whatever, and it's like, no, but it's mainly what is it?
It's almost in a way to prove it to yourself, right?
Not just that, but it's just, what is it, like, not practicing, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the word, experience. Oh, it's experience okay. at the end of the day, because first of all, this job that I'm in, I've never done it before, and the principal gave me an opportunity. She, like, I guess in a way trusted me, or saw something that, you know, she's like, she's potential. Potential, right? So I was like, okay. And, like, I guess in that sense, since I know she saw potential, I am potential. No, I don't want to let her down. Oh, okay. In a way. But then I see it more of this is experience for the future. If I do want to, if I do end up moving or whatever, and I want to work again in this kind of scenario or whatever, I can say I worked. I did this more than I should be. But I didn't mind because this is all experience to me, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Like, learning. I have a similar mentality recently as well with my new job. Because I was very, like, with my other job, it lasted, what did I tell you? 8? Mm-hmm. Almost 9 years. And I feel like a lot of people have this, you know, where they get too content with their job. Content and then fearful also of the unknown, you know, of yeah. like starting a new job, you're like learning everything again or like starting from scratch. And I'm like, I did that this past year, you know?
And when you look back, it's like, it wasn't even that bad. I was so much in fear when, like, I could have started this sooner, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So it's one of those things where, like, I could have done it sooner. Like, I didn't have to, like, next time I know I don't have to stay in a job for, like, a whole, almost a decade, you know? With the fear of, like, the unknown. And it's also one of those things where, like, I can do it again. You know what I mean? Yeah. If I already did it once, I can do it again. So it's, like, realizing that. I think it's one of those things where, like, I gained to this year work-wise. But like you said, you are doing it, and you're learning, and you are getting that experience, which it may or may not come into use in the future. More likely than not, it will. But, mm-hmm. you know? But what's it going to say? Is that all? I wanted to take a break and then come back in. Because we're a little too happy-go-lucky right now. I want to bring it down. You know, that's my pessimist.
I guess. I mean, we're in a good role. We're like, okay, you want to telling talk about people your that okay. you should, you okay. know,
see.
Like, embrace. Because, like you said, like, I don't think it's just you. I think it's a lot of people who they go straight to the weakness or, like, worst-case scenarios and stuff like that. But then, I think, like, when they're put in a situation where they excel or themselves, they didn't realize they can excel, they're like, they come to your self-realization, like, wow, like, I was able to do this,
mm-hmm.
you know? So then they're like, okay, well, I did it. And like, it's just like what you said, I did it, I can do it again, you know? But I think in that sense, it's more like if, I think it depends also on the person. Like, if you truly want to do it and you're doing it with good intentions, you will succeed. Like, you'll have people who will help you out. And that's what I said, like, with this job, like, I'm really lucky that I got offered this job. that I got offered this job, like, you can say, a promotion or whatever, but then also the fact that my coworker and my boss is very patient, and they are
they're willing to train you.
Exactly, and they're understanding that, hey, I've never done this, but I'm trying my best, and they're like, okay, and then they said to you, they're like, at the same time training you, but they're not reprimanding you for doing it wrong. So the next time now, and I was, like, stressed because I was, like, this is the first time we have reports due and this. And, like, I don't even know this. And this, like, past week or so that I was working, my boss was, like, okay, these are the codes that we use, this and that, and make sure this. And I was, like, oh, so everything now makes sense in my head regarding that. So then now for this next one, I'm going to be more on it. And there will be less mistakes than the first time. And sometimes, like, that kind of, like, in that sense, like, I'm stressed and I'm like, oh, I did it wrong, this and that. But then I try to bring myself back. It's like, you've never done this before. So they can't really say you're doing it wrong. And worst case scenario is they're like, you can't do anything. But I know they can't because I've been doing it with my good intention. And I've been trying to do above and beyond and try to put myself and say, where can I help? You know, mm-hmm. and try to make, you know, let them know that. Maybe I am doing a little bit wrong, but I'm asking questions and how I can do it better for next time.
Figuring it out along the way.
So it's, and the thing is, like, your bosses are going to notice that. They're going to see that you are putting in the time to learn something and learn more. And just to be more, you know, better at whatever your job doing. And then, so it's just, I think that mindset of trying to bring yourself back, it's like, I'm learning.
Being easy on yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And like I said,
being patient on yourself. You want other people to be patient on you? You be patient on you, fucker.
Yeah. That's true. But then again, also, don't go over there and be like, I'm going to go be a financial advisor when I have no idea what the fuck that is. You know?
I'm going to open up a career book and whatever it lands on. You know, that's what I'm going to be doing.
Exactly. But, that's true. You know, just do not be hard on yourself. And always take it as a learning experience because you will learn a lot as long as you put your good intentions and goodwill into what job you really want to do or learn. Because there's people out there who, like, they don't care. Like, they don't mind training you, but they want to see initiative. Initiative is a freaking big one.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Really? I'm so passionate. No, I'm passionate about this, but initiative is huge. Mm-hmm. Because obviously, I'm sure for everybody, if you see someone having initiative and drive, you're like, oh, hard
worker. It's about the drive, it's about power.
Yep. We stay humble, we devour. But yeah, so it just initiative I think is also key.
That's true.
Because I'm sure if you when you at your work you mm-hmm. see there's always like an employee who just like.
But that's
entra y se le sale por otro, and you're just. But then they're like, I don't know how to do this. But you tell them how, and they're just like, okay. And then they just choose not to do it. You're like. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, I didn't know how, and like, mm-hmm. why didn't you ask? Like, and it just irks me so much.
When they, but then you see the other side of the coin as well, like you said. You see those that go like a little bit more and that have that initiative, and you're like, oh, cool. You notice it. Mm-hmm. As you notice the other people who are just there to get the paycheck, or like you said, who are just there to, they hear one thing and then they just... do another thing
as and well. That's just the reality. Every job has people like
that. And at one point you might have been the same, not you, but like I'm saying in general, mm-hmm. you might have been the same, you know. You don't put the same effort to all of the jobs, maybe. I'm saying, you know,
I think I have.
You have, see, but like you're an anomaly.
But for me, no, it's because, and I think maybe it's just my mentality? Personal mindset and mentality, but I always saw everything like, well, I've never done this, so this mm-hmm. is a learning experience. I can learn a lot. Mm-hmm. And I always ask questions, and I always, like to see how they do it. So then I'm like, okay, so if, for whatever reason, that person's not there, and they're like, oh, I don't know, she's the only one. I'm like, I know how to do it, mm-hmm. you know? Like, and it's not me, like, oh, I know how to... No, it's more like, oh, well, I play it low, like, oh, well, I think she did this. I'm pretty sure I've seen her do uh-huh. it. So uh-huh. it's, you know, and they're like, oh, my God, you're nice here. I'm like, and in my head, I'm like, you guys never really... And this is what I'm saying uh-huh. when I, like...
She's done it in front of my you, like, 25 times.
Yeah, this uh-huh. is what I say when I've seen it, like, I see my environment, and I just see things, and I pick it up, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, there you go.
So Ariana Grande, calm down.
Picking it up, hey! No, but, yeah, so it's just, I don't know, I think it's just me, because I'm thinking of, like, all my other jobs, and I think all of my other jobs, like, I started with retail, so I never really, but, like, I started working since I was 8, so I think just my work ethic has been implemented, I would work since I was 8 with my mom and her ice cream truck, and I would do customer service, and I would be like, hi, what would you like? Oh, yeah, it's this price. I would learn all the prices mm-hmm. and organizing, because I had to organize all the merchandise. And then, taking inventory. And then, like, and I was 8. And I, you know, and then.
You really know how to read and count at that age.
These kids nowadays don't. Trust me, they don't. But what I'm saying, it's like, and then it got to the point where I was handling money. Like, they would give me a 20 bill, and I would give them their change, and I would, like, mm-hmm. count it. Like, okay, your total was 5, so here's your change. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 1 is 10. Here you go. And stuff like that. So, and then after that, I went, when I, you know, have to, and then even I had my own business, and then I went into retail, and then that's a customer service, and then, like, I want a refund. Give me your manager. When the manager come out, just see, like, what buttons and stuff. I was like, oh, okay, well, I could do that shit next time. And I would do it. Be like, oh, here you go. Or they, you know, stuff like that you learn. And then after that, I did like food. That wasn't like a server. It was more like prepping, like how to make like salads or tortas, stuff like that. And again, that's like, I've never done it or how they do it. So it's like seeing how they cut it, how they prep the fruit and all of this stuff. So it's, I've been in jobs where, you know, they're not the same and it's learning. And it's always been that of like.
Your mentality.
My mentality somewhere. And like just. Trying to learn as much as possible for whatever reason, if it's needed, at least it's like somebody knows. I don't tell them that I know, but it's like, oh, I've seen it. Mm-hmm. You know.
Secret weapon.
Yeah. Right on the spot. I'm just kidding. But
anyways, let's take a break. And I feel like...
We're going to get into the ugly. Yeah,
we're going to get into the ugly.
The bad and the... Well, the ugly's been here. So, we've been here.
Oh, okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you not understanding?
Yeah.
I feel like you're not picking up on my jokes.
What jokes? The ugly?
Hell yeah.
That's the only one you said.
There's other ones I said.
Oh, really? And I didn't understand them?
And now you're like, huh? And I'm like, lying. The ugly.
Stop lying. It's because I'm beautiful, so I don't see it. Can't relate. Okay, let's take a break. And we're back again. What?
Weakness.
Weakness? Can't talk. And we're back again. So I was gonna say, we talked about the good, a little bit mixed in with the bad, right? Like, you know, we talked about some bad experiences. Now we're gonna get into the ugly. So the ugly, other than Fatima's face,
I've been here all along.
That's what she was saying. Other than the ugly, it's kind of like our weaknesses. So I want to talk about things that like we can improve on.
Yes.
Or things that like. Yes, things that we can improve on.
Or potentially wanting to improve but have not. But we are self-aware that we need to.
Yes. So, for example, I'll start with mine. Okay. I feel like this list is longer than the good, you know?
Okay.
Only natural.
Naturally from you. Natural
from a self-deprecating person. My anxiety. And this is the thing. I keep teasing this, but like I feel like we need to have like a real... mental health episode, right? We were talking about because like I haven't been diagnosed with anxiety and I really don't think I have anxiety, but then I described this to a friend and he was like, bitch, that's anxiety. If you're always anxious and you're always thinking about things, you know, like isn't that but I don't know.
But okay. I think nowadays everybody's anxious.
That's what I'm saying. With everything and that's what happening. I feel like my thing relates to it. And another one, and this one is also this one I feel like is the one that, like, I want to change the most right now is that I can't fake interest in things that don't interest me.
That's true. Yep.
So, for example, like, I had a friend. She's a close friend, and she wanted to go to Disneyland. And we've gone to Disneyland before for her birthday. And she told me again this year for her birthday around, like, August. She's like,
you're going to go to Disneyland? Like, 2021, 2022?
2021. Okay. So this past August, she's like, "You wanna go to Disneyland? I wanna go for my birthday." I'm like, "To tell you the truth, I have never enjoyed Disneyland. You know, like every single time I've gone, I feel like I've been dragged to Disneyland. You know, so I can't fake it anymore. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I've gone with her two or three times before, and like it was okay, you know. But like I said, like." Can't.
So you really get on the ride and you're just with a serious face, no emotion.
No, you're taking it as a definite thing, you know? I'm saying, like, the whole experience in itself is not something, like,
that you would pay for. Would
want to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't enjoy waiting in the long lines. I don't enjoy how fucking expensive it is, you know? I'm not even a big fan of Disney. No, but, like, I think about other stuff, like, for example, like, sports as well, you know, people like sports and they're so interested in them. I'm like, okay,
because you don't like sports.
That's what I'm saying. I can't fake how much I no puedo como estar ahí también, you know what I mean? Like if they're all watching a soccer game, for example, you know, like I'd much rather just go to my room or go somewhere else
and I
feel like that's something that normal people do, even though they don't enjoy these things. They'll still participate in them. You know what I mean? Or do you not know?
No. No? I think there are certain aspects in which if the, like, they'll try it. But, like, I think sports is one big one. Because not everybody likes sports. And I think it's acceptable if you're like, I don't find amusement in it. I will walk away or just...
Disengage.
And I think I don't find it anything wrong. But let's say if it's, I don't know. Well, I see where you're coming from. Like for a game night. Yeah. And then if you just don't like games, you'll just disengage and everybody around there is like.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of like one of those things. Or like I would just not go. You know what I mean?
But
that's
then
another thing.
But yeah, but no.
I can't fake interest where interest is not there for me.
Which
does that make sense?
I know, and I agree. And you shouldn't fake it.
Okay.
Because then they'll be like, oh, he's a faker.
He's not a real Uno fan.
He's not real. Exactly. Because then it brings back to that, like, if you don't like it, and your friends should know you don't like it, so why are they going to invite you to something that's strictly only going to be about that? So if it's a game night, your friends are not going to invite you. And you're going to understand if they don't invite you. Or they can invite you, but they're okay with you just not engaging. But you'll still be there mingling or talking.
Mm-hmm.
Eating food. You won't be playing the game, but you'll be, like, kind of either seeing or you know, or so, in sports, if they say something, you can probably say something back, or you'll be like somewhere else, because there's always, you're not going to be the only person who's not interested in whatever it is if you're in a gathering. There's always going to be someone who doesn't,
that's true,
doesn't like, so then you'll, mm-hmm, will mingle with that person. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Okay, and then my last one, and like this one, you can tell me if you agree or not. I feel like I'm very sarcastic, and the trouble with being sarcastic is that it borderlines, or even not even borderlines, it completely encompasses being passive aggressive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You stupid bitch.
But I think in that sense, like, obviously, you're very sarcastic with people you know can reciprocate, and like they won't get butt hurt, stupid bitch. Just kidding. But then I think one of them is when you meet somebody and then you kind of throw the fishing line uh-huh, or whatever to see if they pick up, and then when they don't, you immediately disengage and you're like, oh, this, I don't want to participate with this person is a boring yeah, that is you. Oh, which is fine. Because again, it comes along with your strength. You know what kind of friendships you want. Yeah. You don't want to waste your time with somebody who is going to fake, and then later you find out that they don't like you or they're talking smack about you. You're like, oh, this son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about personal experience.
Your personal or my personal? My personal experience. So that's the thing that I was worried about just recently. I was having a conversation with a friend, and she was talking about how her friend was very passive aggressive, and I'm like, well, I kind of like started thinking, I'm like, I feel like my sarcasm is passive aggressive, because sometimes, you know, with sarcasm there's like some truth to it sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like, isn't that passive aggressive though? Like, that's literally what it is, right? Like, if you're sarcastic a lot of the times, like, there's some passive aggressiveness there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's, okay, it goes into another thing. I feel like the sarcasm and the passive aggressive correlates, and it's congruent with not being able to talk about my feelings. I don't know why my voice cracked a little bit. But, for example, this is another, oh my God, it's gonna get crazy.
Don't cry. No, I'm not gonna cry. Wipe your tears.
No, I'm not gonna, people are like, the camera died, so they're not gonna be seen, but like, I'm not crying.
No, leave, but, like, Ricky, hello.
But like, for example, I had this friend, and it was a pretty recent friend. I don't think I told you about it, but like a pretty recent friend, and I feel like now we're not talking anymore, and it's one of those things where like, I'm in my feelings about it a little bit. Mm. But this is the thing. Like, I'm in my feelings about it, but I haven't
reached out,
let them know that I'm in my feelings about it. You know what I mean? But part of me also is like, they haven't reached out, so they probably didn't want the friendship to continue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like one of those things where like, I'm kind of like justified to be in my feelings, because the justification
is justifiable. It's justifiable.
But the judge of the justice.
Of the justification.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like one of those things where like, they blocked me. I've never been blocked. And no, wait. But they blocked me, which I didn't know until later on.
On Instagram?
Yes. So this is the thing. Okay. So I kept sending them, not kept sending, because it seems like I was obnoxious. Maybe I was obnoxious to them, but I kept sending them memes, and like, we joke around. I thought they understood my humor, first of all, but we joked around, and he was like, I'm blocking you, because I sent him memes that, like, once again, I thought he was joking about the memes annoying him, but clearly they weren't, you know, because he blocked me. And I didn't know this, and I just didn't hear a lot of, I think it was like around Thanksgiving, and I didn't hear from them. They were going back home, and then I didn't hear from them in like a month or something, and I texted them. I'm like, are you alive? You know? And they're like, that's what you get for like, you, something about like you,
you serve the sentence, you know, whatever that you this, but like I thought they were being sarcastic, you know, and then I tried to go on their page and I couldn't see anything. I'm like, this is weird. And then I told somebody, I'm like, can you check if you can see this person's page? And they're like, yeah, I can see all their posts and everything. And I'm like, what the fuck? I've been blocked? Like, I've never in my life, or I don't know, before that, maybe I have, but I've never been aware of somebody blocking me. And it was one of those things where, like, even though it was, I thought it was a joke. Once again, I'm confusion. I am confusion. America explained. But I'm confused if he blocked me jokingly or he blocked me with serious intent. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was a joke. So, like, he unblocked me. And, like, then I think we texted a little bit. But then it's been another. So, it was, like, around Christmas, like I said. It's been another, what, 2 or 3 weeks? And there hasn't been any other interaction? And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that's weird, you know? Like, they came back from seeing their family. They're back in San Diego. They haven't reached out to him. You don't know them. But that's what I'm saying. They're relatively recent. And I thought we had a good... No. We had a good friendship, I thought. I thought I'm like... And I don't have a lot of guy friends also.
Tell me who. I'm gonna go beat their ass.
No!
Who the fuck does that to you? What?
But so it was weird. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm thinking now. I'm like, they blocked me on purpose now. I'm thinking, you know? And they've been back in San Diego. And they've been hanging out with other people, I think. They haven't hung out or like initiated.
Other people, as in like mutual friends?
No, we don't have any mutual friends. No, we don't have any mutual friends.
You don't need that. Don't worry about them.
Just... Right? So I'm like, so it's kind of weird because I'm like, I was excited that I had another guy friend because I only have one now, you know? Yeah. Adam. Sorry, Jess. No, but like, you know, like friends, because you guys are kind of like,
A package deal,
yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you only count us as one.
Not really, but no, like package deal. Yeah, but like, yeah. Other than that, I have like acquaintances a little bit, you know. But like, guy friends that I keep in touch
call
with.
Call
him out
right now.
No. Like I said, I don't. I have no mal intent.
Call him out and then block him.
No, I have no mal intent. It's just, I'm just confused. I'm just confused because, like I said, I thought it was literally a joke that they blocked me, and still getting blocked kind of like got me in my feelings. But once again, have I reached out and talked about my feelings and how they were hurt or how I feel? No, because I feel weird, and I can't talk about my feelings. Like I feel weird.
It's okay to cry.
Stop. They're going to think I'm really crying. I'm not crying. Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's my contacts.
They're right.
Because like, no, like realistically, no. I don't want to say I'm not hurt.
Does your heart hurt when talking about it? Like you feel like a little bit.
Wait. No, are you being sarcastic or are you being for real? For real.
I'm being for real because that's what I feel when I feel hurt. Like my chest,
I'm telling you, it's more confused and disappointed because, like I said, I really thought I had another friend, like a guy friend.
Well, you know what, Ricky?
It's just confusing.
That person missed out.
No.
You know what?
No. Because, like, maybe I,
they
like
don't
I said.
Understand, and they weren't able to reach your full potential.
No.
They're lost.
Oh my god, no. Serious. No, but really, no. Like I'm saying, I thought I was self-aware in general, but I clearly am not, you know, going back to the beginning of the podcast, I'm not that self-aware because like maybe I did like annoy them super.
But have you ever, okay, but did he ever tell, so he told you that he found them annoying or like he did he express himself how like
the memes
or like
yes.
The reason why he
so
blocked you,
that's one we were very sarcastic to each other. That's another part where I'm like, he understands my humor kind of, but then one time he told me something that like I made a joke, like an obvious sexist joke, but like obviously I was joking and he thought I was real, like I was being serious. I think I mentioned this in our podcast about like feminism and sexism. And they kind of confused me. I'm like, I thought he knew me better. You know what I mean? Like, I, like, with friends, like, with you, like, you clearly know when I'm joking, you know? So I thought we had reached that point that when he told me he thought I was being serious when I said that joke, it was shocking to me. But then I'm like, okay, cool. You know, like, so that was the first instance that I was like, oh, damn. Like, we're not there yet. You know, like, we're not that kind of friends yet, you know? Like, where we know each other that well. Because, like, Adan is another friend that he knows when I'm being sarcastic. He knows. And Flor, I don't think you've ever seen Flor, but Flor really knows my sense of humor because we're bitches towards each other. But it's like, I thought I had reached this with him in a short amount of time, but then I'm like, oh no, it's clearly not there, you know? And then, like I said, that was the first instinct. And then with him saying, you know, I'm blocking you, he said it, I'm blocking you, when I started sending him memes, I was like, I didn't think much of it because I could still see the messages, you know, but then I tried to go to his page and it was like, I don't see anything. That's why I told
you. But you never asked him why you're blocking me? You just...
He said it. Why? Because of the memes.
And then what did you say? You sent him another meme.
I sent him.
See, like, I knew. Yeah.
I sent him like 10 more and I didn't get a response, but that's normal. Normal from YouTube.
But not
all the time, and not like, yeah, not the same day or not even the same week. Sometimes like a week later. So like I was like I didn't know.
But even a week later, but I still respond.
But that's what I'm saying. But I thought we were cool until, like I said, I didn't hear from him from like 3 to 4 weeks or 2 or 3 weeks. And I was like, are you alive? Are you there? And then he literally told me, yeah, if you can't do the crime, you can't do the time or something like that. Which I thought, once again, he was joking again, and he unblocked me, and then...
You sent him another meme.
No, we started talking, And then it was like, I sent him a message, and then I think I didn't like how he responded. So, like, I didn't respond back, but it's like one of those things where, like, it's been like a month now, and he hasn't, like, reached out to hang out or anything. But like I said, I'm not talking about my feelings to him.
I think at that point...
I'm talking to you about him and, like, yeah, whoever's listening. Which he does listen, which is horrible now.
But you're not talking smack about him. You're literally just saying how you feel and how it made you feel. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it also is the other way around. Because they weren't being clearer with you. If they noticed that you were just not understanding, they could have been like, hey, I'm being honest with you. I really don't like it. You know,
it's such a stupid thing to block somebody because of a meme. Oh, sorry. Now I'm being like spiteful, but it seems like a dumb thing to me. You know what I mean?
For you, but maybe for them, they didn't like the memes, or your picks of memes weren't accurate or weren't chef's kiss that they liked. You know, or whatever.
So I'm not a meme connoisseur. I'm not a meme god.
They're just not at your level.
Oh, okay.
And I said that, not Ricky. Anyways. No, what I'm saying is, like you said, and you already,
you already know,
you have confirmed you don't know how to talk about your feelings.
Mm-hmm, I don't.
When you're in your feelings, when someone made you be in those feelings, but that person also, like, did they make it super clear? Because I'm sure if they would have said, hey, I really don't like memes, or... Can you limit your memes? I'm going to limit your memes to 3 a day, please. Something like that. But they didn't. So then that makes it seem like they didn't really appreciate your friendship.
See, that's what I'm thinking. I feel like they were looking, and this is me not projecting and making assumptions, which I know I shouldn't, but this is how I feel now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that they wanted a reason not to talk to me anymore. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And for me, it's kind of like, that's the confusing part. That adds to the confusion. I'm like, what did I do? You know what I mean? Like, you know?
So, if you are listening and you're the friend,
like, what,
reach
what?
Out to Ricky. No! And just please, just give him a reason why.
Just give
if
me
you really,
a reason.
Just yeah, just message Ricky and tell him a reason. Or tell him if you do want to be friends or if you don't. Be honest. Like... Come on. And I understand what you're feeling because that is what I went through. But I've come already to, like...
A consensus?
For me, I come to peace and stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Of, like, I don't... I honestly don't give a shit.
Okay.
Because I have better friends. And friends that I know are there for me.
Friends.
Yeah, exactly. But my case is a bit different than yours because we've been friends since I was, like, in elementary school.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes, yes.
You was, like, recent.
Yeah, it's very recent.
But for me, but forget it. Like, I was able to be like, you know what? I don't care. I wished him well. You know, no.
So I shouldn't be a baby about it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. There's other people out there you can be friends with. I know, who understand. I know. You have people already. But, like, if you... Because... And I understand because you're like, well, I really thought we had a really nice, solid or... You know, getting their relationship.
And like I said, friendship. I think I'm gonna sound like a broken record, but like I have trouble bonding with guys because I don't have like typical male interests. And here we go with the gender norms and everything. But I don't, you know? I don't have typical male interests. Like, it bores me most of the time. So like I was excited, you know? I was like, okay, this is another guy that I can like bond with.
Mm-hmm.
And like it just seems so random. That's the thing for me. But anyways, I was gonna say, let's talk about your weaknesses now, because we kind of like mentioned it a little bit, but the biggest one is what?
I'm a horrible texter. Mm-hmm. I really am. Like, I will not text first unless it's like urgent, unless if it's something exciting that I want people to participate. Not even then. Yeah.
Like what?
Like if I have a game night, I'll text.
No, not even then. I have to text you, and then you're like, I was just about to text you.
Oh my god! No.
Fucking lie. No. Fucking lie.
I swear.
I text her. Oh, you want to come over to my house on Friday? She's like, oh, what a coinkidink. To text you if you wanted to come to my house on Friday.
Bitch, I can even fucking show you all the texts when I invited everybody and it was the exact same day.
So you invited everybody else before me. Great. Good to know that I'm on the bottom of the list.
Oh no.
Good to know.
No,
good
no,
to
no.
Know.
Oh my god.
Ricky, no new friends. Oh my god. No Ricky, old friends either.
No.
Good to know. Good to know.
Calm down, because I invited you to Sergio's birthday.
2 days before. 2 days before.
It doesn't matter, because it was a last minute thing, and I invited you, and you were like, I have plans, but I'll be there en la noche.
I said,
after my plans are over, like after 7 p.m. And I was like,
no.
Yes.
No. I said,
square up, bitch, because holy. Anyways, set aside that, whatever. You know what?
This is not agree to disagree. This is, no.
Okay, let me put it this way. I don't want to argue with you. Let's go with what you said.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
I didn't even get to say what I said.
Anyways, I'm a really bad texter. I do not text first. I do try my best to text. Like, if you were to text me, I'll do my best to text back. But for me, it's like I try not to open the, like, for example, Instagram, I get notified. So I try not to open it.
Oh, because, like, I get ignored. Okay, cool.
No. It stays on my notifications because as soon as I click it, and then, like, if I get busy, then I close it, I forget about it. And to. As of, like, if I were to turn it on, it'll show up here, like, oh, Instagram. And when I click, I'm like, okay, Ricky, send me something. You know. And it's happened because when I click on it, and it's, like, when you send me, like, 10 memes, I click on it, and then I scroll up. And then sometimes, because I do that, you, like, send 10, and then you text me, and then you send 10. So then when I open it, and I'm scrolling 10, I'm like, oh, they're on memes. Okay, I'll look at them later. Swear. And then once I'm looking at them... And I'm liking it. And then I
and
think,
it's like, do you
hey,
want to hang
do
out?
Do you want to hang out? I'm like,
and it's like
Ricky.
Already 2 weeks passed.
Don't send 10. One message. 10 more memes. Another message.
No. But this is another thing. I sent 10 memes. Okay, let's think about it this way. I sent 10 memes on
a
Monday.
Day?
No. On Monday. I send a message on Wednesday. Wednesday, she doesn't respond. Thursday, she doesn't respond. Friday, I send another 10 memes. That's my fault?
Hell yeah, brother.
That's my fault. You have two whole business days to respond to a message. And then, miraculously, 2 days later, 10 more needs come in.
What if...
What if what?
We find a new, different weird message. Instagram solely memes. And then just text me on Messenger or on, like, regular texting app.
For what? For, like, for questions or... If you want
question,
to
comments, or concerns.
Okay. I guess that's a compromise.
Because I'm like, and then I feel really bad when I see it. And I'm like, oh my god, that they were all memes.
So memes, my memes and friendships.
Is that what you're trying to say? I enjoy the memes, but it's that where I'm like, okay, send me memes. I can watch these tonight or whatever. And then when I'm like scrolling, watching them, and then I see. You want to hang out? And I'm like, when did he send this? I'm like, oh my gosh, he sent these days ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Like they said.
I know, and I feel bad. Mm-hmm. I really do feel bad.
Uh-huh, okay.
Like, you're literally not the only one that I don't text.
Uh-huh, sure.
Like, my friend Issa's over, like, break. She goes, you didn't text me at all. And I was like, how the fuck was I supposed to know to text you? I think everybody's got more important things to do than hang out with me. That's literally me in my head. I'm like, this motherfucker won't want to talk to me. So, you know what? They're part of the business. They got other stuff. Far more important than me. I'm going to let them do their thing. And they're like, why didn't you text me? And I was like, it was Thanksgiving break. Mm-hmm. Did you not have dinner with your family? Like.
Did she?
I don't know. I know I didn't.
There you go.
Because I was in Oregon, you know. But
international travel. Oh, national.
National?
Interstate
travel. But anyways, I'm a...
Okay, what else are you bad
stories, at? I'm really bad at texting.
Yeah, you're really okay, bad.
Okay, but if you're like, oh, let's do something, I'm there. You know it. Most of the times.
Yes.
Nowadays, not so much because of my work. Uh-huh. And
blame it on the work. Okay, whatever.
No, I'm serious, man. I feel like with this work, I really don't have personal life.
Okay.
I really don't. And so. I need some time.
Yeah.
Anyways, something else that my weakness.
And you want to improve, okay.
And that I want to improve. Also talking about my feelings.
Okay.
The same with you, with like the whole friendship kind of thing. And that's when I said that I got to a point where like I really shouldn't care this much. But it was mainly at the beginning where it felt really hurtful because, and even, it really did. I'm like, what, and it's one of those things where I question, like, what the fuck did I do? And the fact here is, and I it was more like I was sad, but I was also, like, mad or frustrated of the situation. Because I started noticing far before, like, loss of communication that, like, I think I never really talked about it, like, no invites were sent. So I was like, why? What did I do?
Because they didn't respond to the text?
I'm joking. Anyway, so then I'm just like, why? Like, I see them all hang out, and then they just give me lame-ass excuses. And mm-hmm. I'm like, and that's where my strength came in. I read the room. Mm-hmm. Understood. Sister, you don't want me here.
You got the message.
But why? At least just tell me why for me to get closure and be like, all right, deuces. I don't give a shit.
You think they owe you closure?
Do you think? I think yes.
But I'm saying okay.
My reason because I said yes is because I brought up I brought it up first. I said, how come I feel? And I said, you know, I feel really bad. Like I don't know why I've seen all of this, and I feel like I'm not getting invited. I don't know. Did I do something? Did I do you wrong? Like I really want to know because I want to be self-aware if I did, and like maybe I can work on it and we can discuss. Talk about it because we're two grown-ass women who can talk about what is going on because if we really do like appreciate and cherish this friendship, we can talk about it and see what we can do to either make it better or end things, right? So I brought it up the situation. They gave me an excuse that I knew it was bullshit. It was a bullshit excuse, but I was like, I give you the benefit of the doubt. Sounds good. I'll take it. Then after that, it the same. No invitations, no text message, like, nothing. So I was like, all right, cool. Like,
So, like, do you Do you really have no idea why?
So, or no,
do you have an inclination of
that? I have an inclination now, and this is basically where, now on my end, I'm like, I came to a realization in which I really don't care anymore, because we don't see eye to eye in certain topics, and these are topics that have been very talked about in the past 2 years, especially when COVID hit.
And you think that's recent, really?
At least for me to kind of disassociate or find a reason why, like, maybe it's for the best. Not that we no longer have a friendship. So I kind of try to figure out, like, I stopped thinking about, like, oh, what did I do, and thought more, like, in general, in the bigger picture of, like, do we see eye to eye on things?
It might be for the best.
And, yeah. because of the Black Lives Matter movements and all this racist stuff that was going on, and, like, police brutality and COVID and all of this other stuff, they were being more outspoken. And I already knew from years prior that they kind of had that a little bit of background, but they weren't being really that expressive about it. So then when this happened, they were being more and more expressive, which, okay, freedom of speech, that is fine. But then when you are, the way you're just talking about it with, like, other people around, and, like, there's really nobody to say, hey, like, it's not really appropriate. Yeah. But then there really wasn't nobody to say that. It made me question everybody else. Like,
they're letting this happen, basically.
Exactly. And then once they started kind of, like, aiming towards my friends, you and somebody else, not strictly by name, but, like, just in general, to see, like, oh, well, people who do this is that, I'm like, no, I have friends who do that. You're not going to do that. And I did put a stop, and I'm like, no, it's not stupid. They're doing it because that's what they believe, you know? And I just explained it to them. They were they were too stoned to speak, right? So then all of this stuff that was happening, and obviously within there, I started noticing, like, lies and stuff they would tell me. I would be like, hey, you know, you guys went to, they were talking about that they went somewhere, and I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, how come you guys didn't invite us? Oh, well, it's because it was last minute. And I'm like, so was this. You guys literally texted us like an hour ago, and we're here. And they were too stoned to speak. Literally, they're like, and so I was like, okay, well, clearly you guys don't want us here, which made it even weirder, because I'm like, why would you keep inviting us to these other things? Like, is it because you couldn't find anybody else to fill in? Which now I'm like, maybe. But anyway, so then that started happening, and then again, they were just on Facebook just posting all these, like, things, and I'm just like, wow, you know? And then the final one, obviously, I was just liking comments that I agree on, which there's nothing wrong. I mean, if you're putting your situation online
for me to see,
anybody, yeah, for and there, and you know, people are doing that, and then somebody gets butt hurt, and then they're like, "Well, there's a bigger snake in here, whatever." I'm just like, "Don't be shy, attack me, sweetheart." I am liking this because I agree with it.
Yeah. That's
true. Oh, so you and I don't know, and I proved my point, because she then wrote something along the lines of, like, oh, well, you agree, or you like things of, you know, mommy and daddy tell you to do, so you like that. And I'm like, and I loved her comment, and I was like, I can do it again. Look, I did it to you. Are you like you really got butt hurt because of likes? You know what I'm saying? It's like, and one of their big thing was, let's agree to disagree. And it was always that. Let's agree to disagree. And there were certain topics that we wouldn't really talk about. Mm-hmm. But I knew beforehand kind of how that person was. But I never really kind of did anything. But I'm one of those people who were like, no. You're not attacking other people to make yourself feel better. Mm-hmm. So then all of this stuff happened. And by this point, and then there's this incident where they messaged me. And they're like, is this by your house? And this is when I had moved. And by then, like, we'd never really talked at all. Sure. And then I was like, oh, they messaged me. So I immediately messaged them back. And I was like, I don't know. Maybe by the other side. And I was just saying, like, I was making conversation of the video that they sent me because they said, hey, isn't this by where you live? And then I was like, I don't know. I honestly don't know because I just moved. But I can ask, I'll ask, you know, my sister-in-law if she saw anything. And they're like, oh, you moved. And I was like, oh, yeah. I didn't tell them where I moved. You know, because it's like, you never really reach out, so why am I going to tell you all of my personal life goals or accomplishments? Mm-hmm. But I was, you know, we were talking and stuff, and then I that's when I was like, oh, but I'll ask Sophie about this. And she goes, well, I really don't care about the video. And I'm like, so why did you send it? Like, was this, and just I thought, to make conversation, right? Maybe to make conversation, but she was like, oh, I'm really happy. Like, she, the way she ended it was like, you really didn't even care. And, like, that was a thing. She ended it when I said, oh, I don't know, let me ask. She's like, oh, I really don't care about the video. And I went, oh, okay. Like, what? How do I respond to that? I don't care about the video. Like, why did you send it to me? Or so that's where I was stunned. I was like, it didn't make sense to me. Like, you sent a video and asked me, you asked me a question, isn't this by your house? And then you end it with,
maybe you wanted to start a conversation.
Which we were having a conversation. Mm-hmm.
You just didn't continue it.
Me?
After what they said.
How would you continue it?
Oh, well. Exactly! How about them chargers?
Exactly! And the thing here is, I'm like, oh, okay. Achoo.
No, I'm getting a cramp.
cramping. You okay? Why don't you stretch out your leg?
Because I have a crap. Oh, it's pulsating.
You know you're just making it worse.
Really?
You're supposed to
careful!
You're supposed to stretch it out.
You crazy? Really?
If it's hurting this long, yeah. For me, they go away when I stretch it out. Or, like, flex it. Even if you like that, kind of flex it a little bit. Because that'll come when you relax. So then when you flex it, it'll hurt. But then you're just, like, on the calf? Yes. Is it better?
Yes. Anyways.
You're putting yourself in so much pain, Ricky. No, you're supposed to always, like, te lo tienes que estirar.
But it hurts like a motherfucker.
I know, but it
and
it lasts and less than when if you were like holding it.
Oh my god, the fuck. Okay, anyways.
You okay?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
My other big weakness is cramps on my legs. No, I'm just kidding.
Imagine once you're pregnant. Oh my
that god. Happens?
Cramps?
On your legs?
And then cramps on your stomach?
I mean, we already do get them, but they're far more worse.
That's true. Can't relate. Sis, man. Anyways, no, I'm just trying not to, like, alborotarlo. What was it called? Is that your last weakness? Sorry, what was that? Not any other weakness? This episode is hella long.
I know.
I'm gonna have to cut some things. I'll cut my emotion apart.
Don't cut that out.
Yes, I'm gonna cut it off.
No.
Okay, no, any other
weakness? Well, however you see fit. It's not like I'm listening to it anyways.
That's another weakness. I'm being honest. She doesn't support our product.
Podcast?
Yeah, our art. How are people supposed to support it if you don't support it?
I didn't say I didn't support it. I just said I don't listen to it.
Oh, okay.
Because we agreed that we can't listen to it because we damaged the numbers.
Oh, yeah, but
it's an inaccurate.
But you can listen to it on the app.
I don't have it.
I see.
I had to sign in.
Something.
Because I'm in the my personal. I can't remember how we. Because we can did still a sign to we one? Did a podcast with your friend. Okay, regardless, another week. So my weakness is bad texting, talking about my feelings.
That's it.
And another one is me. I can shut down really quick.
You can be a bitch. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's not a weakness, that's a strength. Oh,
Porque no me dejo.
No me dejo. Okay.
Ser yeah. o no ser, yo soy.
Yo soy.
No se dice, no se hace. Hace. Okay. I'm just yeah. kidding. But
that has to do with feelings, I think, also. The pride. I think it has to do with, yeah, I'm very prideful.
Me too. That's a big yeah, weakness true. Because then it ties into not wanting to know more or like reaching out.
Not wanting to know more?
Yeah, like no, like by reaching out. Like, I want to know why this happened or why, you know? So, prideful. I've come to also notice, and it's really hard because of the pride to accept that I'm prideful.
Oh my god, that's like some Inception stuff.
Because I'm like, no, I can't be.
That's true. That makes sense. It's like your ego talking.
Yeah.
Got a big ego. Such a
huge And then,
ego.
Like, here we go, big one. Like, being manipulative.
You? With Sergio?
Yes.
I was gonna say, okay. Yeah.
But so it's not like.
Toxica?
And this is mainly like, I'm like that because of my upbringing. And you know about it.
Mm.
We've talked about it. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I don't think I would ever talk about it. In the podcast?
That's good. Yeah, no, fine. You know, not that's good, but that's fine.
You know, but because it's just very personal. So the
if you want to hear about it, get us to
But I mean, so I've talked about it with really close friends. Uh-huh. I don't mind talking about it, but I just will put out there on the internet.
No.
But because of how I grew up,
and
just situations that happened. It's just, how can I say, things you learn growing up. And I think everybody has learned negative stuff from
their parents
or their upbringing, whoever they,
guardians.
You know.
Their environment.
Yeah, exactly. So for me is the manipulation. But I know about it and I'm trying to work on it.
The first step
is accepting that you have a problem. So I've noticed it, and for me, it's more like after the fact, and I'm just like, oh, fuck, I did it again. Oops, I did it again. I played with you. So, yeah, that's the thing, too. Like, I notice once it's, like, after the fact, and I'm just like,
see, I want to have a whole episode. It doesn't have to be relating to this, but, well, kind of, about, like, I hate the word toxic, but like toxic things that we are in a way still doing, you know what I mean?
And
that
they're being praised?
No, not, but that's another whole issue. That's a whole other issue. Yeah. I don't like that either. Like the whole toxica thingy and yeah, that I don't like, but like, oh my God, it sounds so negative, but like my biggest negative qualities that I attribute to myself, they all come from my dad. You know what I mean? And like, it's one of those things where like,
for me it's both. Also being stubborn. I'm very stubborn.
Oh, I couldn't even tell. Really? And that's from both.
And we're both. I feel like, and it's for me to say it, it's like,
accept the problem.
No, it's no, more like I internally already knew it, but it's never really like, I've never really said it
out loud
to other people because I know that it's like, oh, they're manipulative. And then it's just like a really bad connotation or like they'll like think that you're just manipulative. But it's not like I'm doing it. I don't know. I want to say I don't do it purposely, but it's more because it's so, like, it's natural.
Second nature, almost.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, but, like, after the fact, I'm just like, oh, my God, I fucked up. But then I, because of my pride, it's really
hard for me to apologize.
And because
you struggle to talk about your feeling, yeah.
Okay. It's just a big old fucking circle. Nasty, ugly circle.
Circle of deception, lies, deceitfulness.
And sometimes, because I'm prideful, I'm just like, I tell myself, well, it's too late.
I was on the right.
Not that I was in the
right.
No, I don't tell myself I was in the right. I'm just like,
I was in the left. I was merging.
No.
my pride kicks in, and I'm just like, well, it's too late.
Yeah.
What is done is done. I am not going to apologize because then I'm going to make it worse. Or for me, I'm just like, and for me, when I apologize, I start like laughing and I feel like
it doesn't come sincere.
It doesn't come sincere, but it is sincere. But for me, it's just like, you have no idea how hard it is for me to do it, but I'm trying to do it. Oh, and I'm just like,
for me, it's the awkwardness and the uncomfort. I hate being uncomfortable. And
exactly.
That gets me uncomfortable. Oh my God.
And it's something that I do with Sergio. And like, for me, I'm like, okay, well, he is my husband. And I'm starting to feel more comfortable, like apologizing and like explaining myself and then saying like, what I did was wrong. I shouldn't have done that because it was wrong. But it's not me like, oh yeah, I'm going to manipulate you to get what I want. And then leaving it as is like, yeah, I did it. Like, no, because it's not bad.
Yeah, because you realize it. Damn, this was really the good, the bad, and the ugly.
I know.
So ugly shit.
I am not. I'm so sorry.
Disgusting.
Nasty.
I feel like since we've been absent for a while, this was kind of like a... It was a catching up between me and you.
It really
and
was.
And hence why this fucking episode is so long.
Yeah. So but hopefully our apologies.
They stuck through it, hopefully.
Hopefully. Or maybe we can cut it like in part two? One and part two.
It's not enough for two parts, though. I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't
we
think
can
so.
Make it. I'm we just kidding. It. There's so no, much no, we could talk no, about.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and they deserve it because we've been absent.
I know.
They deserve it. Our 10 people that listen to us, they deserve it. Mom and your 10 different accounts.
Thank
you. No, but where can they follow us?
Me and my other 20 accounts. I'm just kidding.
You don't even care that much to create 20 accounts.
That's true. I got better shit to do.
Fuck you. You don't have any time to do any better shit. That's why.
I really don't. Oh, lately, I've just been coming home and like sleeping. Eating and then just going to bed. Yeah. Like, I haven't even played video games this whole week.
That's
this whole week. It's only been like 3 days.
This whole year.
I started off the year bad. No, I'm just kidding. I actually did play video games on New Year's.
See? There you go. Lies again. Lies. The ugliness is coming out again.
Oh, shit, the manipulation.
The manipulation.
The
gaslighting.
The gaslighting, no.
The gatekeeping.
No, I don't think I gatekeep.
No?
No, yeah. And I don't think I gaslight.
No?
I don't think so.
I think I gaslight a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah. A little bit, but once again, we'll have another episode.
Yeah,
right now,
yeah, we have
toxic
so much
behavior.
I know we have. Everybody does.
Some toxicos.
No, I don't like that word.
No, okay.
Because it's not our. It's not our fault.
It's not our fault.
We learned this behavior.
Yeah, we learned this behavior.
So, like, once you know that you learned it, and you're like, "This is shitty. I need a change." It's like you
but
already
it's hard
doing something.
Still. It's still
oh,
hard.
I'm not saying it's easy, but it's like
excuse me.
You start with like apologizing to someone like you're kind of close to, and they'll understand you.
Hopefully.
I know. So after I question myself too, I'm like, "Oh man, is this it? Me and Sergio? Is this the? It's not.
Oh, okay.
But it's just in my head. I think like, oh well, like I messed up so bad. Yeah. Like, is he gonna forgive me? He always does.
So far, not going well.
I know.
That's going to sound super
But then
you're
from the pride. I don't care. He doesn't.
Lo que se pierde.
No se dice, se hace que estás esperando de una vez.
Como yo no hay dos.
No.
Hay siete porque statistically there's 7 doppelbangers. We have
doppelbangers?
Anyways.
Okay.
How do you say it? Doppelbangers? Doppelbangers?
Doppelbangers?
Doppelbangers?
Doppelbangers?
You know what I'm trying to say,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
7 of them.
Let's
maybe.
See. Maybe you are rare.
Maybe you are rare.
Remember, what was that?
Doppelgangers? Doppelbangers?
Doppelganger.
Yeah.
Ganger. That sounds so weird.
Yeah.
And apparition or double of a living person.
There's 7 of you, right?
Doppelganger. Yeah. Apparently, I don't know.
Yeah.
Doppelgangers.
Yeah. So there's
anyways.
7. Anyways, where can they follow us?
Yeah, you guys can go ahead and follow us on our Instagram, which is at Interrupted Rambling, and both of our Instagram handles are linked into the bio, and you can also follow us on Twitter, which Ricky's always on that motherfucker. which is Interrupted Ram. Yeah, he uses the Twitter login to sign into like porn websites.
Furry.
I'm just kidding, he doesn't. Anyway, well, then I know all.
Send me the links.
You like to discover new ones, discover new things. Ones.
Tumblr's gone. Nah, keep going.
So yeah, so go ahead and
follow us. What is it? Instagram? What's Twitter?
Twitter, Interrupted Ram. Oh, yeah. But I'll say it again. It's Interrupted Ram.
Okay. There's a furry part, Ram. I'm kidding. Also, what was it after? Oh, yes. Follow us on your favorite podcast platform. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast. Like, comment, subscribe, share, follow. And then YouTube. I'm going to be posting the video segment soon. Finally, I have some time. School is off. But until next time, this was
Interrupted Rambling.
Bye.
Bye. Yay!